That's helpful, but to circle back for a moment, I'm still confused about how the states of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep relate to the energies of gross, subtle, and causal.
The traditions, in particular Neoplatonism, Vedanta, and Vajrayana, make a distinction between three different things. And they're the three things we're talking about. They make a distinction between structures or levels or stages, and those are called the koshas or the sheaths or even the chakras. And so those are, the chakras are the stages, seven levels of consciousness or seven stages or seven actual centers. And then they add two other things, which they call states and bodies or energies. And the states refer to, in a normal person, to waking state, dreaming state, and deep sleep state. And the energy that goes with those states they call gross, subtle, and causal. So technically, gross, subtle, and causal refers to the energetic component or the body that you have in those three different states. So in a waking state, you have a gross physical body. You can look at your physical body and say, yes, there it is. It's gross. It's physical. It's there. Then in the dream state, though, you don't have a physical body. You might be made of light or energy or sound or emotions. You have a subtle body, luminous body sometimes, and it changes shape, and people around you are in subtle bodies. It's phenomenologically, that's a very accurate description. And then in deep dreamless sleep, they call it a causal body because it's just the cause of all the others, but it's also almost infinite, and it's just made out of the very, very subtlest kind of energy. And so gross, subtle, and causal bodies refer to the body that you have when you're in those states. And the natural states are waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. But awareness can go through all three of those. So that there's actually something called the witness or turiya, which is awareness that can be aware of the waking, dream, and deep sleep state. And then, so what happens is, anytime you're in the gross realm awake and you have a gross body, but anytime you have images or sensations or visions or ideas, that's a dream state, only you're having it as part of the waking state as well. And you can also be in a meditative state, and that has a subtle body, even though you're awake as well. So you're in touch with both your gross body and your subtle body when you're doing that. So it's not just in the dream state, but what the traditions are pointing out is that everybody gets in touch with a subtle body at least in the dream state. And you can see that it is different in the dream state because when you're dreaming, there's no physical body, there's no nature, there's no mountains or anything. But yet you inhabit a world that's very, very real. And that technically is the subtle realm with a subtle body. But the consciousness can be experienced in meditative states that use that, or anytime you're awake and you have a dream in the sense of an ideal or a thought or even communication, all of that can come from the dream state in that sense.